You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So I feel like a complete creep because I had just this spectacular vacation. It was fantastic, which I'll tell you about in a moment. But I get back and I'm texting Jeremy and you tell me that it wasn't such a highlight for you.
Dude, I feel so stupid this morning because I'm like, I can't come back to the show and have all these great stories of where we went and a magical experience because our spring break was just such a bust. We did have intentions of getting out of town for a few days, but the ladies...
Yeah, Les, I heard you were going to go to Iowa, maybe.
Iowa, that got moved to summer now. Santa Fe was in the talks. We didn't go anywhere because the ladies in my house are deathly ill right now. Nick Nack is super sick. Lila's going on 4 weeks now of being sick. I told Dom over text, I feel like I'm in a hospital ward with everybody laying around and coughing and phlegming and the amount of medications flowing in the house. Total bust for me, man.
What has Lila got that is lasting for a month?
We've been in and out of the doctor about 3 or 4 times, and now they've finally settled on a sinus infection. But I don't know. It sounds like a whooping cough or something to me. She's coughing so bad that she's, like, throwing up. You know, I don't want to be too graphic, but she's really, really sick. So we weren't able to go anywhere. So I was like, well, I guess I can try to be productive over this break. And I painted my living room. I painted the dining room. I got a bunch of honey-do chores done.
Oh, that's good,
I signed up at the rec center, so I worked out every day. It's just like my vacation was so lame as far as not traveling and stuff, but it was productive at least. And
that's
it was funny because I was going to leave the house this morning and Nick Nack comes down the stairs to give me a cheek kiss goodbye. And she's, you know, she can barely talk. And she's like, of course, I just got off of Facebook because I've been up since 2 a.m. She's like, everybody's posting their magical vacations. Back to work on Monday, but here's what we did all week. And she's like, there's people in Scottsdale and people in Costa Rica that we know. And then there's Dom who was in Hawaii. She's like, screw these people.
But so, I didn't post any photos.
You didn't. I was waiting for you to at least send a couple or post a couple, but no, I got nothing out of you, which is good. Good for you to be unplugged, man.
Unplugged.
And not be on any sort of social media.
Flipping plug.
But it's total brag book today for everybody that went out of town last week.
That's
Today's
funny.
The day they're posting everything, I guess.
I went to see my son. I don't get to see him as much anymore because I moved East Coast. He moved to Hawaii. So we're 6 time zones apart right now. And that's quite a travel, East Coast to Hawaii. And I know I'm not trying to get sympathy out of people because I know people are like, boo-hoo, you went to Hawaii. And had a place to stay because he lives there. And he lives right on the beach. I mean, he lives on the beach. So
beautiful.
Walk out the door. It took us, you know, it takes about 30 seconds to get to your spot on the beach. And I was there every day because there wasn't anybody on it. I discovered that I don't like crowded beaches, but I love desolate beaches. And it was fantastic. However, I do have to tell you one little story. Dominic and his wife, Sabra, had told us many times about the turtles that will come up on the shore. And they're good-sized tortoises.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
That's cool.
And so we decided that Gretchen and I were like, we got to go find one of these tortoises. So we took off, left their house, got on the beach, turned left, started heading that direction and walked a good mile. And up ahead, we thought we saw a tortoise. We're like, all right. As we get closer, sure enough, pretty good sized tortoise just sunning himself there on the beach.
Nice.
So cool. You know, you don't go near them because you don't want to do that.
Nope.
Don't, you know, be a jerk.
You don't want to try to ride one out into the ocean. No.
But got, you know, about 10, 12 feet away and was taking some photos because that's what you do, right? And as we're doing that, Gretchen kind of taps me on the shoulder and she goes, I'm not sure, but I think that man over there is nude. And I was like, what? Turn around and look. And sure enough, the guy's just complete, not a stitch of clothing on.
Different scared turtle in that situation.
Right, exactly.
Different.
And he's stretching, you know, and getting ready to lie down on his little
stretching
beach towel and everything. So we just kind of, you know, averted our eyes and went on our merry way and walked in a little bit, I don't know, 40 yards on. There's another naked guy.
There he is, just hanging out.
And just on the other side of him, there was another nude dude. And turns out that section of North Shore is a nude beach.
Look at that.
And we'd stumbled right into it.
Now, good naked, bad naked. Because we all have this, you know, picture in our mind of good naked, but
I don't want to
comment
on that.
In reality, we all know.
I've been to a few nude beaches in my life, okay? I've been to more than one, and I will say that generally they are not models.
It's generally bad naked. Yeah, okay.
They're generally not models,
yep,
okay?
Yep.
But, you know, of course, I turned to Gretchen. I go, so are you going to partake? And she was like, ha-ha, very funny. And I go, well, I'll tell you what. I say, get your camera.
Here we go.
So I'm like, I gotta do it. I gotta do it.
Well,
you know
you're
me.
In a warm climate. Everything will be fine.
You've worked with me long enough to know.
So did you drop your pants? And
I did it. I said, get some photos. So she snapped a couple of shots. And then I put my bathing trunks back on. Uh-huh. And we proceeded.
Was it freeing? I mean.
It's funny.
Like, why
it's
this vision of you itself. Just hands on your hips, like staring out into the ocean? That's, I don't need to see it. No, no.
I'm showing Jeremy. Hands on hips. Right?
Hands on hips. It's so you. Okay, I saw it. Put it down.
I'm showing Jeremy. That's just one
That's
of them.
Full
you
on
see more?
Butt. No, I don't want to see more. Thank you. I'm good. That was full on naked Dom. Crack attack, man.
So, my question for you, because, you know, I haven't posted on my personal Facebook page in almost a year. It's been like 8 months.
Please
make
that your
profile picture.
Would
that be the first
picture?
Thing that I need to come back and do something? Yes. And I was going to put like a smiley face on my derriere.
Yeah.
You know, to
you
cover
should. It. I think that should would I, be pretty funny,
or
actually.
Or should I do it on the Dom and Jeremy Facebook page?
If you want our posts, if you want the likes and everything to explode today, I would do that.
Well, there would be obviously so many snotty answers from people and rude answers
no,
and everything.
But come on.
But if I put like a little smiley face over my rump, but Jeremy will attest to the fact that that is a nude photo.
He is falling naked, you guys.
But I mean,
so that's
when
so
you're
funny
at a
though.
Nude beach,
I would never do it. But I would never do that at all.
You would never do it, and I was like, I gotta try.
But damn, that's a funny picture, man.
I just wanted it to be the right pose.
Oh, it's so good.
I don't know. It's we'll leave it up to our listeners.
We'll
do you
see.
Want me to post the photo of me on the nude beach or not? I mean,
put the smiley face. Put like a pineapple on there instead, or something, since you're in Hawaii. Or a sea turtle. You got a little sea turtle? Oh, that's pretty good, man. Pretty good.